This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There you go, Wiggs. Was that the Paradise song that you wanted since you woke up in Paradise here in Bermuda this morning?
No, that's a good one, obviously, by Phil Collins. The one I'm thinking about, the hook is more, it's just like paradise.
Just like paradise.
Or either it's like paradise, but it's more of a slower song. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of Paradise songs out there.
Shime, you know what he's thinking of?
What's that?
But the Wiggy, do you know what the song is that he's
thinking of? Believe it's the is it the David Lee Roth joint?
No, it's not. It's not the David Lee Roth one. It's more of a ballad. But
are you thinking of Seal?
Jimmy Buffett, Cheeseburger in Paradise?
No, Cheeseburger in Paradise. No.
What about Elvis Costello's Living in Paradise?
No, the hook is it's just like paradise.
Yeah, no, we understand.
You don't get that. I don't know.
We
need Shazam right now.
We know what the hook is. I think that Phil Collins banger is on Curtis's top five best song list ever, if I'm correct.
That's a great song, and it reminds me of our favorite show this year.
Paradise.
Of Paradise.
Yeah. Isn't that the song they use in that show, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Well, he puts it on the CD for his son or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
And he's listening to it, I think, on the evening of the of his demise.
Correct.
The president.
I hope that comes back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, man, I won't be back for a couple of years. You know how this goes. Yeah.
Well, it's a two for Tuesday. We are in Bermuda for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. But this morning, all day, the topic of discussion should be the Boston Celtics, who are now in a game five to stay alive after a loss last night to the Knicks. And before Jason Tatum went down, and maybe will stay down, unfortunately, for a while, they just were not, we talked about it at the start of the show.
Yeah.
Not a lot of defense played by that basketball team last night. Knicks come out in second half and end up shooting 67%.
Right.
And I don't know. Jason Tatum was up until the injury. Had 42 points and kept them in that basketball game.
Yeah.
We were watching it at the Swizzle Inn, could not say anything bad about Jason Tatum's game last night.
Nah.
Jalen Brown, you and I were talking about this last night. Disappeared in that third quarter.
He was a no show. Pete Pritch was a no show. Derek White.
But it's that third quarter that they've had an issue with over and over again.
Yeah.
And you and I were watching during dinner in the second quarter, and they went on that nice 11-0 run.
Right.
They were looking good. They were looking strong. To come out flat in the third over and over again makes no sense to me.
And then the Knicks did what, you know, give Jalen Brunson a ton of credit. What he's been doing all series long. He had 18, I believe, in the third quarter.
Yep.
And Mikal Bridges got hot in the fourth quarter. But it was really, you know, and it's kind of one of those games. Tatum showed up in the second half, but guys that you needed or depended on, just they weren't there. And then ultimately there was a couple opportunities that you had towards the end of that game. Drew Holiday had a corner three-pointer that was open that could have tied the game.
And I got – and Curtis, we know how you feel about Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah.
You got to – and I know it's an illness, but you got to explain to me why Kristaps Porzingis is playing – at the end of those basketball games. Like, what he gives you, unfortunately, nothing.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, even Cornette, because Porzingis wasn't really giving you any offense, and defensively, I think, you know, Cornette at least could be able to, you know, maybe put a body on Karl Anthony Towns. Maybe he's a little bit more heavy of a load than Porzingis. Feels a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, Porzingis was, I know this whole series he's just been off, and nobody knows what the illness is. But they're, you know, like you said, Greg, they're still playing.
And Greg, I just feel like, and everybody, the areas where the coach could have an impact, Mazzulla has been a complete and total non-show, not showing up in those moments. The end of the, was it the third quarter, the ISO ball from Tatum and then just chucking up the three where it was like people standing around waiting for him to do something. Coming out of the second half, in the third quarter, the Knicks have been blowing doors on you. So obviously Thibodeau's seeing something at halftime and taking advantage of it. And the last thing about last night for me is Tatum defensively may have been better than he was offensively. And he was the best player on the floor offensively. His defense is one of the more underrated aspects of his game. He was spectacular. Just a force, like the speed. Like, it was like Ty Law in Super Bowl 36 intercepting passes in the paint.
He had a bunch of steals. Yeah, he had a bunch of steals, last night. Yeah. And, yeah, no, it's – and, again, I'm sure that we will get to it during Leeds momentarily. But where is your confidence level at when it comes to winning that game tomorrow night and then winning the series?
I mean, I think they can win tomorrow night, but I don't know about winning the series. It's going to be extremely difficult to do it, you know, without Tatum. I know we'll get into a few leads. And it's just like, as we sit here and look out into the ocean and you see beauty and you see the clouds and you see the sun.
Dark, like, and lovely. Could,
yeah, you see, you could see stuff on the horizon.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know what I see with the Celtics moving forward. Like, and that's the thing that's worrisome to me. Like, where are they going from here? And I agree with Curtis. Like, I think Mazzulla is getting out coached. I think they try to play a little zone. Maybe you could have did that early in the games in the second half. Maybe the slow thing. I don't know. And I just don't know, especially with all the money, where they're going from
here. Yeah, well, all of those things. If you looked at where you were at the start of the playoffs.
Yep.
And it was almost a guaranteed repeat. And then it was like, let's talk dynasty.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting here this morning. You there's not a great chance that you get out of the second round.
Right.
And you are more than likely without Jason Tatum for an entire season next year.
Yeah.
So, yes.
The biggest choke job, and Curtis talked about, I forget how he worded it, won his lead, but I really believe this is the biggest choke job if they lose this series, which it's going to be very difficult for them to come back, and all of Boston sports when it comes to a team that the expectations were, our expectations were, repeat.
Yeah.
And to get bounced in the second round by a team that you are up 20 on in the first two games, you blew doors on them in the third game, and it's like, this one's going to sting for a long, and now the team is going to probably be completely torn apart.
Craziest thing last night was in the fourth when Doris and Curtis, we were listening to on the way to the airport. You are so right about Doris Burke. I give her so much praise and respect. Like, she's been a trailblazer for women in sports broadcasting.
Yep.
But listening to her last night, especially at the end of that game, she's such a Knicks homer it's so hard to listen to. But she had a stat where she was like, this is the largest lead that the Knicks have had in this series so far. They were up 11.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they are winning all of these games, and that's the biggest lead that they've had when the Celtics have had massive leads.
Yeah.
They're just giving up. They're taking their foot off the gas.
Yeah, you dominated 90% of the series is what like, you know, some of the stat nerds have said.
And Wiggy, you're spot on. You look back, and we've had the privilege because of all the great teams over the last generation or so. The ones where you leave championships on the table stay with you almost as long or longer than the ones where you get the championship. And looking at the conference this year, where you're much better than the Knicks, the Pacers are likely going to be waiting for you in the conference final, and the West has kind of been a crap show in the last, you know, playoff run here. This is just going to sting. I mean,
no, it's the worst part about it is that Nick Kostos gets to gloat.
Yeah, the New Yorkers get to
that
gloat.
That is the worst. Oh. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah, Planet Fitness in Queens is going to be electric this morning.
Hey, good for them, though. They deserve it, even though I can't stand the Knicks fans. You got there's a million celebrities at the game.
Yeah.
But, hey, good for them, I guess.
All right. We can squeeze a lead or two in here, Shime, so let's get right to it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime, I bet you think I won't get that.
Oh, no, you know. Once you hear it, I bet you know.
Well, I think I remember playing it when I was a board operator at WVBF in Framingham.
Okay, that tracks.
105.7, Saturday nights, 7 to midnight. I had to have my old man, Barry Hill, come pick me up because my license expired at midnight. Is that Peebo Bryson?
Oh, no, it is not.
Oh.
Is it Jeffrey Osborne?
No, it is not. It is from a famous movie in the 1980s.
Murder, She Wrote.
No, that would be Mike Reno with Almost Paradise from the movie Footloose.
Shime, great pull. I knew I had the words wrong at the beginning,
yes,
but I kind of I had the harmony right though.
Yeah,
that's your credit. Problem a lot is you have the words wrong.
Credit where credit is due. Boss man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And Laird with the alley-oop there.
Really?
Yep. So, shout out to him.
Okay.
Credit where credit is due.
All right. Leads brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. I'm going to go with a non-basketball lead because I feel like we're going to have a lot of those this morning. But there is a man who is a bit disgruntled over in the NFL. That would be Bengals pass rusher Trey Hendrickson. He is very upset with the Cincinnati Bengals. Released a statement yesterday to ESPN that said no communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continued to play at a high level. And at a high level, he did play. He had 17.5 sacks for a second season in a row, was a first-team All-Pro this year, and averages 14 sacks a year over the last five seasons. Trey Hendrickson is a guy the New England Patriots should go get. Like, this is the easiest go-do-it-now move you could possibly make, because yeah, you're going to have to give him a pretty big contract, but you have the ability to do that with the cap space that you still have. You have the, you don't have to worry about giving up draft capital that will help you this season, because the draft is already passed, so you can give up capital from next season, which is an entire year away and kind of useless anyways. So you can give up a second or a third round pick and get an elite pass rusher to add to that defense and really, really give it some teeth. I think this is a slam dunk move that the New England Patriots should go make today.
Yeah. Do you get the vibe, though, from this team so far that they are interested in continuing to look at and do deals to improve the roster, or that they feel like they're set and they're ready to go and that's it?
Well, no, because they didn't make a move on George Pickens. I mean, he was available out there.
Correct.
So, I agree with Shyam. You probably can get Trey Hendrickson.
No, not whether you can, or but they don't seem to be. Like,
well, I don't get why, though. Like, that to me is the biggest thing. I don't get why, if you know, like, if you're trying to build a team that's with, you know,
those, for the future.
For the future.
You're still rebuilding.
Right, but you want guys that are going to come in, they're going to be gritty guys, they're going to help you right away. Like, Hendrickson's a guy who fits the mold. Like, he fits the mold of what you would be thinking about, you know, about being a great leader, being a team guy, and a guy that's productive, and maybe you could get him for a third round pick. I don't think that you need to spend the second round pick to get a guy like that, because Shyam, isn't he like maybe 29 or 30?
He is 30 years old. He is on the last year of his contract, so you're going to need to give him a decent sized contract, but I bet if you were able to get him for a third, since he's on an expiring contract, and then pay him, you know, 3 years at, what is it, $90 million? I think that's the number that Max Crosby's at, about 30 a year. Like, that would probably get it done tomorrow. And then you're not locked in until his mid to late 30s. You're only locked in his early 30s. And you get a guy who has been uber productive now for well over 5 years.
All right, Shyam, good lead from you. Thank you. We are in Bermuda, and we will be here all week for the 32nd annual Greg Hill Classic Golf Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. We are going to take a quick break. We will get to the rest of the leads coming up, including one from Curtis and Courtney and Wiggy and yours truly. And a reminder that you can watch this show. You can see the beauty of Bermuda on Twitch and on YouTube this morning and every morning. And this show on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And at Springer's, they don't just sell diamonds. They teach you how to buy diamonds. So they have the best prices in New England. You're also going to save money when it because they're in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So make the drive. It's worth it. Go see my friends at Springer's Jewelers if you're in the market for a diamond. And we will be right back with the rest of today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.